Dresden and L.A. Victor Davis Hanson slams California leadership for failures as wildfires rage. By Joshua Klein on January 13, 2025. California's leaders are charlatans and empty suits for neglecting infrastructure and embracing performative politics. According to world-renowned historian and political commentator Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, who exposed policy failures he says have turned Los Angeles into a burning wasteland, comparing the city's devastation to the World War II firebombing of Dresden. In a recent post, titled Dresden in Los Angeles and Our Confederacy of Dunces, which has amassed more than 1.2 million views as of Monday, Hanson delivered a fiery critique, calling out California's leadership for its role in the disaster. In the viral post, he drew parallels between LA's destruction and the devastating firebombing of Dresden during World War II, suggesting that poor governance and misplaced priorities have left the City of Angels vulnerable to catastrophe. Los Angeles is burning, he wrote, and the derelict people responsible are worried that they are found out as charlatans and empty suits. He then lambasted key figures, including California Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, for deflecting responsibility. The dambuster Nero Newsom made his accustomed fiddling appearance and then split, he noted, accusing the Democrat governor of opposing critical infrastructure like reservoirs and forest management while shifting blame to climate change or Trump. Mayor Karen Bass also came under fire in Hanson's critique, as he accused her of DEI-ing in Uganda despite warnings of dangerous conditions in LA. Out of sight, out of mind, he wrote. Hanson pointed to her decision to slash $18 million from the city's budget, suggesting that funding diversity programs instead of wildfire prevention contributed to the crisis. He also criticized LA's first female fire chief, Kristen Crowley, for focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion over preparedness, calling out her boasting of hiring 70% of her force as either non-white, or non-male, or non-binary instead of prioritizing response times or preventive strategies. Turning to President Joe Biden, Hanson accused the Democrat leader of having talked instead about himself. In this case, his new great-great-grandson and the miraculous salvation of his grandkids' house rather than offering meaningful solutions to the crisis. The conspicuous absence of Vice President Kamala Harris prompted Hanson to recall her opportunistic appearances during Florida's flooding crisis in 2024. Nowhere was the Los Angeles resident to be seen, he noted, adding that she seemed focused on a multi-million dollar freebie junket. According to Hanson, the wildfire crisis was a culmination of policy failures. The left-wing voters who enabled them are getting angry over the inferno that their chosen politicos greenlighted, he insisted, calling out what he described as the hypocrisy of those who support these leaders. The matter comes as the Golden State's leadership faces mounting criticism for prioritizing performative policies over practical solutions to pressing crises. As Breitbart News previously reported, the LAFD used their time and funds to attend LGBTQ Pride events and to hold diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) training seminars, leading to backlash as the department struggles to fight devastating wildfires. Additionally, a review of the LAFD's 2022-2023 budget, shared by Lips of TikTok on X, revealed more than $1 million spent on DEI initiatives and recruitments, while Bass cut nearly $20 million from the fire services budget for the current fiscal year. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.